Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Because what would we do if everything around us were not turned into a lifetime miniseries? You know? I don't know how we would survive. It's kind of how we get our news. It's how we understand the world around us through the lens of Lifetime. Sherry Frankie, the eldest daughter of YouTuber Ruby Frankie, recently spoke out against the upcoming Lifetime movie, Mormon Mom Gone Wrong. Well, they found a good rhyme there. I went with Malevolent Mormon Mommies with our podcast when we created that, when the case was active. The Ruby Frankie story, which dramatizes the events surrounding her mother's child abuse conviction. Sherry, now estranged from her mother, criticized the movie in a social media post, calling it trash and emphasizing its potential harm to her siblings. Sherry posted a reaction on Instagram after seeing the film's trailer unexpectedly. She described how the moment triggered an anxiety attack, explaining, "I saw the trailer suddenly in class and had an anxiety attack. None of us were contacted about the movie. None of the proceeds are going to the kids." Sherry continued, "This movie is trash. It only hurts my siblings more," before urging her followers, "Please do not support the movie." The film starring Emil Ulrip as Ruby Frankie and Heather Locklear as her business partner, Jody Hildebrandt. Does Heather Locklear look like Jody Hildebrandt these days?
Wow, that's...
That'd be quite a transition. I haven't seen Heather Locklear in forever. I have no idea. Probably like since 90210.
Yeah, the last time I think I saw her, and I'm looking her up now, I think she's looking really good. But to me, that just seems like really the end of your career if that's what you're doing.
No, she can just play the role pretty well. She looks pretty good still. Just put that, play that character. Let's see here. All right. Chronicles the downfall of Ruby, who gained online fame as a family vlogger before her arrest in 23. Both Ruby and Jody were convicted of child abuse following her harrowing incident in which Ruby's 12-year-old son escaped Hildebrandt's home, visibly malnourished and bound, prompting police intervention. Ruby's arrest marked the culmination of years of alleged abuse, which Sherry, in previous Instagram posts, claimed her family had tried reporting to authorities for a long time. Following the arrest, Sherry had written, "Today has been a big day. Me and my family are so glad justice is being served. We've been trying to tell the police and CPS about this for years, and so glad they finally decided to step up." Sherry's criticism highlights a growing frustration among people directly impacted by true crime stories that are commercialized without consent. As true crime adaptations surge in popularity, a lot of people are wondering, is it right? Well, it is what it is. Prior to this, there was called Movie of the Week on television. This isn't a new phenomenon, everyone. Just because you know, you didn't exist, but movie of the week was around, didn't mean it didn't happen. So it's always happened. It will always go on. That's what they do. Ruby's Frankie's case became obviously a big topic of natural interest when her son's escape revealed conditions of severe neglect and abuse. Prosecutors detailed how Ruby's two youngest children were found in poor physical condition, sparking outrage and leading to Ruby and Jody's conviction and subsequent prison sentences. According to Sherry, the ongoing media attention now through Lifetime's film has made it difficult for her and her siblings to heal. It only hurts my siblings more, she reiterated. As Mormon Mom Gone Wrong, the Ruby Frankie story approaches its October 26th premiere, Sherry's plea calls for attention to the often overlooked perspective of family members left to pick up the pieces. And I hear that. I totally get it. I just don't waste your breath. I think it's my harsh reality reaction to that. And it's not that I don't agree that God, that must hurt and be very frustrating having been through trauma like that. And then suddenly, you know, a TV show is made about it, but that's just how things work, and complaining about it's really not going to change it.
My concern is, why weren't they contacted? There needed to be somebody on the PR team who said, you know, I know they don't have to, but to me, it seems like a courtesy. We're going to do a story on your life, basically. We're going to let you know that we're doing it.
It's a dramatization, though. If this were a documentary type piece, you would want to do that, because you want to make sure that they can share their side of the story in a documentary style. Anything Lifetime's doing is going to be a dramatic. Some scenes have been adjusted for dramatic effect. Black screen before the beginning movie.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, I'm not. I'm just kind of like arguing reality's position here. I'm not arguing for the fact that this happens every time something happens in society, that we have the 50 dramatizations of it. But I'm just saying there's a lot of healing one must do. Getting angry at TV for making a movie about it, I don't know. I would use my energy elsewhere, because it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, that sucks. I get it. It sucks that this, I mean, it is what it is, though. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah, I get that. But I can absolutely see, you know, if you're sitting there watching TikTok videos and then this ad pops up and you're like, fuck, that's about, you know, me. That's about my life.
I hear it.
You know, that doesn't happen to a lot of people.
No, it doesn't. And I'm sure that sucks. Again, it's kind of like when I have to, like, as a dad, that's not fair. You're right. It isn't, but it's life. It is what happens. But it shouldn't. You're right. It shouldn't. But it does. So you got to find ways to cope with it and deal with it.
That's a true statement. I mean, that's the way life goes, you know? Yeah.
It sucks.
Sorry.
Yeah, I feel it's got to be horrible being any of those kids. I cannot fucking imagine. I would just say, you know, spend your energy on healing and don't worry about the stupid shit that's going to go on around you, because it's going to go on regardless of whether you want it to or not. Focus on you getting better and not necessarily the world soaking in the shit show that was your mom.
Yeah, that's very true. It's got to be so traumatic. And what are we, like a year out from? When did all this go down?
23 last year. Last year. Yeah.
You know, so the wounds literally are still raw.
Very.
You know, the physical ones have healed and there's still scars, but this is going to be a process for all of those kids, whether they were directly affected or not.
They're going to be affected by this forever. And it's horrible. I just try not to get caught up in the shit, because it's not worth it. They know what reality
is. Ruby Frankie's parenting vlog.
Here we go. Here's the trailer for the Ruby Frankie movie on Lifetime.
Ruby Frankie's parenting vlog surpassed 2.5 million viewers.
Between you and me, they're not perfect.
I would like to offer my help.
I got a message.
Eve forgot her lunch today.
So the natural outcome is Eve will need to go hungry.
My counseling has saved a lot of Christian families.
You think we really need a therapist?
I think Jody wants to take advantage of you.
Your children's souls are in jeopardy. Together, we're going to make them perfect.
Jody wants to come live with us.
Mommy.
Jody needs quiet. She wants us to have a separation and no more contact with the children.
I have doubts about Jody's methods.
She uses faith to brainwash people.
I take directions straight from God. No more living in distortion. There's only truth and responsibility.
Jody is God's messenger.
I believe in Jody.
Jody says Jody.
Mom and Mom Gone Wrong. The Ruby Frankie Story premieres Saturday, October 26th at 8. Part of Truly Unbelievable Movies, a ripped from the headlines event, only on Lifetime.
I don't know about you.
It sounds so upbeat.
I'm going to be watching. It looks good.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about.
It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant.
But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.